Let's just cut to the chase, shall we? Nobody likes a backseat driver. No one wants to hear about how tough you are, unless you have scars to prove it, or we've seen you in the ring. No one cares how much you bench press, unless we've seen some trophies, or at least a video of you doing it. And nobody cares how great of a cook you are until we can taste it. Look, shut up until we actually see you do it, live it, or be it. And you know what? That's exactly what the Apostle Paul says. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you have a great week going. Hope it's better than mine. Yes, I'm just working through this ear infection, sinus infection. And you don't have to care. I just want you to know. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Feel free to tell me what's on your mind, complain, question, do whatever you want. I will reply back to you. Also, don't forget, if you need a website, check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. If you need supplements, one of our proud sponsors, WellBuiltSupplements.com. Check it out. They've got everything. And make sure you use the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. And then finally, if you want to show off the David Alliance swag, go to Revolution4Fathers.com. We've got stuff on there. We'll be adding more all the time. Now, October 30th coming up. We just hit September, so we've only got about 2 months left. Clueless Couples in COVID, seminar for couples if you're married, engaged, dating. Maybe you're newly divorced and you want to figure out what went wrong. This is going to be a great conference on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I don't know what I'm excited about most, the speakers or the Q&A time at the end. But listen, every now and then, between now and when we have this conference, I'm going to throw a few things out of what we'll be covering. So today I'll ask you this. What is a relationship where one's dependent? Or maybe one is independent? Or maybe one is codependent? Which is better? Which is worse? Does it matter? Which is right? Which is wrong? And do any of these make a difference to a healthy marriage? That's one of the things that we'll be covering. And guess what? You are one of those three. You might want to come and find out which one and how to track that best in your marriage. Now, as I was saying before, let's jump into this idea about the backseat driver. Let's be honest, right now, we're living in a time where everyone has an opinion, a platform to whine, complain, argue, and even spout off like they're an expert with no real background to back it up. So I don't want to take the issues of today on, per se, like COVID or the president or BLM or China, whatever. But where can we draw the line? I mean, when do we just walk away and ignore people, regardless of the topic, or maybe even tell them off? And if we do, or if we can, how do we, and is it biblical? Well, I'm not going to tell you how to tell people off regarding any of the other issues out there, except for one issue, and that's living for Jesus. If someone wants to argue with you faith or theology or the Bible, there are some pretty specific things we can see in Scripture, especially with the Apostle Paul, about how he handled those who were seemingly all talk. When you look at the book of Galatians, it was obviously written by Paul. No one challenges that. And he writes to a bunch of churches that he planted in southern Galatia, having been on his first missionary journey. And he felt really close to them. He felt connected to them in a very special and unique way. And because of this close relationship, he comes on really strong in Galatians. He almost kind of gets a little angry because there are people trying to now twist and pervert what he started there and in planting these churches. In fact, you might say he's the angriest he's ever been in any of his letters. He even risks the favor of these people by just calling them out on the carpet. He wants to make sure, look, these guys got to stay in truth. We can't allow them to get into deception. I'm going to go right at these people. He's going to emphasize, you know, the purpose and how he planted the churches, yada, yada. What I'm saying is he pulls no punches. So here, the church has had some issues going on, you know what I'm saying? Mainly some converts started to emphasize the law and basically saying we must earn our salvation. Even after Paul had preached and given them the beautiful understanding of the gospel, God's grace, his provision, others emphasized just the opposite, and that because we are saved by grace, we can continue on into a life of sin I mean, talk about a yin-yang problem in your church, right? Some are going back to the law. I can earn my salvation and be good enough. And some are like, hey, we're saved by grace. Pass me the hash pipe, you know, whatever. And isn't that just like religious people? They will pervert the gospel. They will argue their point. They will try to impress you with why they are right or how they see scriptures or why other people are wrong. Yeah, things haven't changed much, have they? Seems like everyone has an opinion. So where am I going with this? I've shared this throughout many times, but this verse in Galatians 6, at the end of the chapter, reminded me of this point, and I just read it again yesterday. Now, I don't know. I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to say it. Unless you are winning people for Christ and having to deal with some type of persecution, maybe you're laughed at or you're put your reputation on the line, people talk about you behind your back, or you look foolish on a regular basis, and maybe you risk your faith in praying for the sick out in public. I don't know. Maybe this is something that you do on a regular basis, preaching to the lost and talking to the lost and sharing your faith. And let me put it this way. You are living it and you are seeing fruit daily. If that's you, great. But so many times I ask people who want to argue with me, how many people have you shared Christ with this week or this month? And you know what? They'll go, well, that's not really my gift. Oh, what an excuse. I'll look at them and say, how many have you led to Christ? How many have you prayed for healing? How many have you had words of knowledge for? How many? How many? They look at you staring like, well, that's not my gift is encouragement or grace or mercy or instruction or teaching or no. This isn't about a gift. This is about our calling. This is about our job description. Christ said that all of us go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples and teach them what he taught us. Is this attitude wrong? You know, I mean, look, I always try to have some grace with these people, but if they haven't had any stories, I mean, as of recent, that they've shared the gospel or prayed or led someone to Christ, I just don't care what they have to say. I mean, I don't let it bother me, but I just don't care. I don't know if this attitude is wrong, but let's take a look at what Paul writes at the end of this letter. And he's angry. In fact, he even picks up the pen at the end of the letter and says, I'm writing this in my own handwriting, and I'm using big letters. That's like saying, this is in all caps. He writes in Galatians 6, verse 17, at the end of firing up and getting on the case of all these so-called experts. This is what he writes at the end of the letter. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. Let me read it to you how the message says it, and then we'll dissect it. The message puts it this way. Quite frankly, I don't want to be bothered anymore by these disputes. I have far more important things to do. The serious living of this faith. I bear in my body scars from my service to Jesus. So there are a few ways to look at this verse, right? First off, if you're living for Jesus and really living a life of faith and putting it on the line every day, then quit worrying about everyone else and their opinion and what they're getting caught up in. And then there's the more obtuse and yet I believe still biblical thought of just calling people out. I have in recent times told people their opinion really means nothing to me because they don't live out their faith. They simply argue their flawed theological ideas. And you know what? Until you can actually start telling people about Jesus, telling them the beautiful salvation message, start actually leading people to Christ, and maybe bonus, praying for people out in public, seeing healings, getting words of knowledge. I don't care about what you have to say about your Bible, your insights to Scripture, and please don't argue with me about my theological beliefs. I told that to someone just about 2 weeks ago. And people get upset. And it's okay. I don't have time for you. I don't have time to worry that you're upset at me. There are people going to hell. And it's our job to reach them and not to argue about the minute points of Scripture. Let me end with this thought. Are you that guy or that girl? I mean, do you have scars to share? Do you have stories of being harassed for your faith, made fun of, maybe even taken some pain? Have you ever lost a job because of your faith? I have. My wife and I, we were out witnessing once. Someone tried to light her hair on fire. Look, live a life of faith that gives you some scars, some stories, some battle-tested insights, and testimonies. And if you come across someone who's a know-it-all and tries to argue with you or tell you something different, unless they're living your kind of faith, don't listen to them. This is Garth Ekman at the David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.